Hello everyone, we're in Lower Ballinderry, just outside of Lisburn, and we're outside what is known as Ballinderry House. It's a very old building. I'm not sure how long it's stood in this site, but it's a listed building, and there's a little plaque on the wall up behind us here saying that the Reverend John Wesley preached here from this location in 1771, and the story is that he preached from one of the rooms here to a large crowd assembled on the lawn and in the locality. And he records in his journal at that time that he fell in with the Reverend Thomas Higginson, who was a vicar in Ballinderry and later became the rector of the cathedral in Lisburn. Now, my father's family are all from Ballinderry, and I think the Reverend Thomas Higginson was one of the forefathers in our family circle, because my dad's uncle, Sidney, lived in this house for quite a number of years, as did other members of the family. And it said that Thomas Higginson, the Reverend Thomas Higginson, was a descendant of the Reverend Francis Higginson. It's probably a name that you've never heard of before. But many years ago, there was a man came to our home who was constructing our family tree. And he was able to tell me that the Reverend Francis Higginson, one of our down the family line, was one of the first men to set up a congregational church in America. He was a Church of England cleric, and he became a Puritan. And in the year 1629, along with 300 other settlers, he was invited to come out to America by the Massachusetts Bay Company, and went out there with a large fleet of ships, one of which was the Mayflower. And there's a book out about him, Francis Higginson and His Descendants, written by one of his great-great-grandchildren. But John Wesley was certainly an interesting character. Great man of God, great preacher, great evangelist, saw tremendous work done along with other men like George Whitfield and his brother Charles. But I don't know if you know the story, John Wesley travelled thousands of miles. They estimate over 1 million miles on horseback in his long life, preaching the word of God throughout Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, America and other places. He had a very affable personality, but was quite stern and austere at times as well. And whenever he was a young man, he was very ill, and a young Christian nurse tended to him. Her name was Sophie Hopke. They fell in love and they were planning to get married. But Wesley was thinking about his evangelistic ministry, his preaching ministry, and he hesitated for too long. And Sophie Hopke went off and married somebody else. She got tired waiting for him and he was heartbroken. But a few years after that, there was another nurse, Miss Murray, her name was, and they met. John very much was attracted to her, fell in love with her, but Charles spoke to her in quiet. Charles was John's brother, the great hymn writer, spoke to her in quiet and persuaded her not to get married to John, because he would be so busy he wouldn't have time for her. So that fell through as well. Again, he was heartbroken. But then a few years again after that, he was travelling across England in a carriage. And the carriage had an accident with another carriage, and he met another nurse, three nurses, this was the third one, and her name was Mary Vaziel. And he just felt that this was such a providential encounter, that this surely must be the woman that he should marry. And so within a very short space of time, they got married, but by all accounts, it was a disaster. And she was very, very hard to live with, apparently. He maybe was as well, but they just had not a good marriage. It's hard to believe that such a man of God, so greatly used of God, would have such a marriage. But there's a story told that once a friend of Wesley's was going to his home, and as he neared the house, he heard screams. And as he looked through the window of the house, Wesley's wife had her husband by the hair and was trailing him around the floor. And whenever she looked out the window and saw this visitor, she let go, but some of the locks of Wesley's hair were still entangled round about her fingers. And the story is that that's why Wesley was away from home so much. It was to get away from his wife. And whenever Wesley's horse died, in his journal, he writes about 2.5 pages about the death of his beloved horse. He loved his horse so much, he was convinced that he would see it in heaven someday. But the story is as well that whenever his wife died, he only had one short sentence about the death of his wife. He was away from home at the time, and he wrote in his journal that it had come to his attention that his wife had passed away, and that's all that he wrote about her. And some said that he even danced in her grave. The Bible says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But it's better to dwell alone in the corner of a housetop than in a broad house with a brawling and a contentious woman. So men, be careful. Make sure you get yourself a good wife. Better to be left in the shelf than to be stuck in the wrong cupboard, as John Wesley discovered. And maybe that's why his theology was a little bit different about the sovereignty of God after that. But here it is, Ballinderry House, where John Wesley preached all of those years ago. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today.